This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here in the third hour of this live Saturday edition, we're going to talk about the selective service system. Yeah, it's still out there. They're still registering 18-year-olds, and I heard recently...
For the draft.
And I think I heard recently that now it's all men and women that have to register. I don't know if that's true, but that's what the rumor that I heard. Certainly at least all 18-year-old males, registering them for the draft that doesn't actually exist at this time, but could it come back? Some people were worried about it and went to the Selective Service website this weekend, which apparently resulted in the website crashing.
Number one result for do women have to have is to register for the draft.
And the answer is they do.
Yeah, it says the Armed Services Committee voted to add an amendment to the National Defense Authorization extending the draft registration to women.
Wow. And when was this?
2016.
So very recent then. So we can talk more about that, but let's go to the phones first, where we have Mortified Penguin on the line. Mortified Penguin, you're in Virginia. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey. I wanted to talk about the Soleimani affair that's going on.
Yeah, this is the Iranian general who was airstruck and killed by U.S. government forces a couple of days ago.
Yes, in Iraq, in Baghdad, when he arrived at the airport. So I just wanted to say that, first of all, I've been following it. I've been following this stuff all my life, pretty much as far back as I can remember, since I was like 12 years old or so. I mean, I've always been really interested in international affairs.
Well, you're also a Muslim, correct?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Although I don't have any really family over in the Arab world or really that much overseas at all. So,
okay.
But you're a Sunni, aren't you? Celebrating the death of this Shiite scum?
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. I'm not really about that. I've never been told in my life, like, oh, you're a Sunni, or, I mean, I am by default, but it's not really about that. And in a lot of places, it's not. People have to realize that you don't know, this lady called in earlier, she's never heard of this guy. Nobody's ever heard of this guy. There's no narrative here, but, I'll tell you, you're having all these, all these beltway types and all these politicians going on trying to sell this thing. And everybody's being fed lies, just a whole pack of lies.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the lies?
I have no idea.
Do you know what one of them is? I mean,
probably everything they're saying.
I mean, I will agree with you. On the run-up to the Iraq War, there were a lot of lies. I remember listening to the Glenn Beck program, and he was talking about these terrorist training camps in Iraq, trying to tie the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda and Iraq all together, and then we basically find out that more or less none of that stuff was true.
Well, didn't you buy it hook, line, and sinker?
Well, sure. At the time,
yeah.
I was pro-war because, you know...
You bought the lies.
Right. I think a lot of Americans would have invaded Canada if we had said that they were the ones who did 9/11. The nation was shocked.
Pompeo or Pence or whoever is trying to sell that he was involved with 9/11, that he fought against U.S. troops in Iraq, which he actually was in Afghanistan, which he was actually, he was actually involved with the Northern Alliance, which whatever U.S. allies, whatever. But most importantly, that that he was responsible for hundreds of U.S. dead, as if every Shiite that ever fought every Arab Iraqi Shia that ever fought, killed an American did it with his orders.
Yeah.
Did every explosively formed penetrator came from Iran, which is a lie that they've never provided any evidence for. I listened to a really good interview that anybody should check out. It's linked somewhere in the Discord from the Libertarian Institute with Scott Horton. A lot of libertarians are going to know that guy. That really just goes into the details. I mean, the guy reluctantly takes a position that defending Iran constantly because it's everything you hear about Iran. Everything you hear about Iran is a lie. It's really blown out of proportion or just a bold-faced lie. And
They'd have a very robust nuclear program and quite a few nuclear weapons, but
they've never had one.
The UN denies that up and down and has had had the ability to go in and search the country and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they never had one single nuclear weapon or one single one in development so far, and yet you would think that they are just the next. They're just one step away from blowing up a New York City. And who would you? I can't believe that anybody would trust the government. And this is actually brought up in the podcast I referenced after the Afghanistan papers came out. And I mean, you heard about it for a few days, mm-hmm. but they've been lying completely about that entire war. This is worse than the Pentagon papers or anything.
Yeah, great
they've been
point.
Lying
we did
about
cover
that, war
that
for
here,
18 years.
Right? We did cover that here throughout all these presidents, Bush and Obama and now Trump. The lies have been continuing. And the only reason we find out about this is not because any of those generals in the Afghanistan papers or those, you know, bureaucrats came out and were honest. They were honest in a recording session that they believed was not going to be revealed. They believed was going to be kept confidential. It ended up being that I believe courts ruled that it needed to be released. So all of the truth telling that happened there, they weren't intending to blow the whistle. They were just telling the truth in an interview that they thought was going to be kept secret. And the truth is they were lying top to bottom about Afghanistan.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, we're in a horrible position right now. You're in a position where, like, for one thing, none of us have any idea that we want to commit a blatant and brazen act of war against Iran, killing their most popular general. I mean, like you said, you can't even compare this guy to any American general because no American can even name a general hardly. So this guy's like a hero. He fought ISIS. He fought all kinds of people, recently led the fight against ISIS. Same people that forces that were mobilized to fight ISIS. They're terrible people, by the way, these Shia militias. I mean, horrible. But they were the same people that were storming the embassy after the U.S. bombed Iraq, which U.S. has no ability to bomb Iraq, which is supposed to be a so-called friendly country. And a country that Iran, that U.S. isn't at war with, there's no authorization to be at war with, and you bomb their general. And now we're in a position where things have to happen. We're in this whether we like it or not. We're all in this. Even just the oil prices going through the roof is going to be a huge effect on me and you guys. I mean, everybody listening to this. And we didn't consent to this, assent to this, and ever heard of Soleimani. It's ridiculous.
Great points. Thanks for sharing tonight, Mortified Penguin. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, that's 855-450-3733. We go to Graham. He's in Pennsylvania listening online. Go ahead, Graham.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about the Selective Service.
Yes, sir.
I'm 35 years old. I signed up for the Selective Service when I was 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I checked in their website, it said that all American males between the ages of 18 and 26 have to sign up in that time period,
yep.
or else they can be subject to either a couple of years in federal prison and or a $250,000 fine.
Yes, they did threaten. I remember that when I was a teenager as well, reading those threats and being convinced that they were relatively certain, you know, what would happen.
One wonders why we still have a draft board. They got rid of the draft when I was a kid.
Because they can flip a switch and turn it back on.
I guess that's the idea, but it has to. I mean, it has to be a catastrophe. The draft board in any given place is probably just a mess. I mean, any machine you don't run begins to deteriorate.
Well,
this one
still
hasn't been run in almost 50 years.
I remember hearing a few years ago that they were looking to staff certain draft boards around the country, looking to fill positions or whatever. So, I mean, they're still running the machine. The Selective Service is still getting its funding and still doing its thing and registering and filing and paperwork
yeah.
and meetings and filings and registering and paperwork and threatening
sure.
and sending out postcards and, you know, who God knows how many millions of dollars, hundreds of millions or whatever have been poured into this organization.
We should do what Heinlein suggested in Starship Troopers or whatever. Starship Troopers, a great movie. And basically, hey, you want to be able to vote, you want to be a citizen, you got to serve in the military. And then you won't have any of this anchor baby problem, you won't have all kinds of problems. And then the United States, that's what states do, right? They're intrusive.
Graham, anything else you want to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, people say America is free and the government works for us, but how can we be free and the government works for us if they can imprison us and take our money if we're not on the list?
Well stated, sir, and thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, had I known now what I knew then, I don't think I would have filled that card out. I just don't think I would have.
I don't know what I would do. I don't like those the penalties, I can tell you that.
I don't think they've ever brought them to bear on somebody. As far as like
a bunch of fat kids worried about getting drafted.
As far as the prison time. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue with the live Saturday episode here of Free Talk Live, we will take your calls about anything, though the conversation has tended to revolve around the situation in Iran, which could be getting worse because, well, that's what escalation tends to do to a situation. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight.
Yeah, if you've been watching cryptocurrencies ebbs and flows for the last more than 10 years like we have here on Free Talk Live, you'll know that cryptocurrency tends to peak and then fall back down as far as value goes, and then peak much, 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 much higher, and then fall back down, and then peak much, much, much higher, and then fall back down. So one would presume that we're due with that pattern. It's up to you if you decide that patterns matter in this circumstance, that cryptocurrency is due for some kind of new peak.
Especially if they start spending a bunch of money on a war and printing out money, there's a good chance it'll go up.
Right. Or if the stock market, which has been hitting all-time highs, suddenly doesn't hit new highs. The gold guys, you know, people are getting into gold to protect their money. Cryptocurrency is another natural place that people will go to protect their value. One of the ones that has increased the most in the last year is Divi. We've recently started a partnership.
You mean by U.S. dollar value?
Yeah, U.S. dollar value. Thank you. We started a partnership here with Divi, and I'd encourage you to go and check them out at diviproject.org. Besides their increase in value, I'd like to mention their one-touch multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. Go check it out, diviproject.org. That's diviproject.org.
We go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. Again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Jay. He's in Boulder, Colorado. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live, watching us on YouTube.
Yes, may I offer a retort for once on so-called Free Talk Live?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Callers.
You know, this is James Whittakind, right?
I don't know. Go ahead.
From the New Yorker during the Obama presidency of 2013, if I may offer a prophetic paragraph. Since then, Soleimani has orchestrated attacks in places as far-flung as Thailand, New Delhi, Lagos, Nairobi, and at least 30 attempts in the past 2 years alone. The most notorious scheme was in 2011 to hire a Mexican drug cartel to blow up a Saudi ambassador in the United States as he sat down at a restaurant a few miles from the White House. The cartel member approached Soleimani's agent, turned out to be an informant for the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration. The CUD's force appears to be more effective close to home, and a number of remote plans have gone awry. Still, after the plot collapsed, two former American officials told a congressional committee that Soleimani should be assassinated. Soleimani travels a lot, one said. He's all over the place. Go get him. Either try to capture him, or kill him. In Iran, more than 200 dignitaries signed an outraged letter in his defense. A social media proclaimed, "We're all Qassam Soleimani." Death to mass murders, death to preachers that lie. That's coming from the New Yorker, the last part I made up.
Major. Thank you for being on topic. Appreciate the call tonight. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So he's saying that the U.S. military has been angling for this guy since at least back in the Obama administration.
Yeah, I know that Obama, but according to the news, right, and again, the first time I'd heard about this Soleimani guy, or at least recall hearing about him, was very recently. But the claim is that both Bush and Obama had a chance to take him out and for whatever reason chose not to do it. He deserved it, right? He put on the uniform. He's done whatever he's done. As far as I'm concerned, he arrayed himself against the United States by putting on the uniform.
Well, I'm not going to go as far as you and say that he deserved it. I'll say that I don't feel terrible
if a bad
person...
If you play war games, expect war.
Yeah, I'm going to say I don't feel terrible if a bad person gets killed, but I think that forgiveness is usually a better path than continuing escalation of conflict.
Nation states don't really do forgiveness.
I understand that, and that's part of the problem. They're horrifying organizations who murder people around the planet and then act like they're doing everybody a favor. We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts. Dana is on the line in Grand Rapids. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dana.
Hi, guys. What I wanted to comment on was a comment before break. The gentleman who said he was an Arab called and said that most people have not heard of Soleimani. So that right there is a problem, because although we enjoy the freedoms that we have, we're not really in tune with the men and women, and most of them are young, you know, college age. While these college age kids are running around protesting, making up the next sign that's anti-Trump and fill in the blank, just waiting for him to do something so they can protest. They don't even acquaint themselves with what is going on with these people that we're committing, you know, to these different countries. Another comment I wanted to enlighten our Arab friend. I have heard of this because from an academic level, I did quite a bit of research on Iran and their nuclear capabilities. I know who Soleimani is. I'm glad he's gone. If he was gone under any other president, i.e., like a Clinton or either Bush or Obama, I would suspect that it was the military complex was behind it, that they want to enrich the military manufacturers. But because this is one thing that I am absolutely certain of, no billionaire that Trump loves this country. And he loves our military and those men and women, and also people like you guys and myself, just regular citizens. He is not going to start something or commit something. If Bolton was still on his cabinet, I would be a little bit nervous.
Yeah, I'd be more nervous then. Yeah, and I think that this is possible, that it is possible that this act will, you know, essentially take the head off of the Iranian military, and what could have been ramping
sure,
up
buddy.
To a conflict, it now doesn't occur.
Ridiculous statement.
Because I want to share something with you guys and your listeners. My research, I'm telling you, I don't give a rat's tail what Obama or Bush or anybody else said. When they had those, and I can't think of it, it's the, oh, I can't believe it. I wrote this huge paper on it. I think it's the IAE.
The International Nuclear Energy Association or something?
Yeah.
I think it's the IAEA, yeah.
Council. Yes. It's part of the security branch that goes and checks these sites out. They never stop developing plutonium. They never abided by any agreement. If you guys today...
Well, but they don't have nuclear weapons.
Hold on, Dana.
If I threatened your family and you said, no, Dana, no, I'll pay you off. What do you think is going to happen? When I run out of cash, I'm coming for more money.
Well, sure. That's how that would go.
It's true. But just because they're working on plutonium doesn't mean they're developing.
If the UN had something against Iran, they would not have allowed this deal that had wanted to that they'd wanted to go through. I mean, you know, this the one the U.S. had was abiding by up until Trump.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call tonight. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You are invited to join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live's live Saturday show.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's ambassador is urging the UN Security Council to condemn what he calls a criminal act of state terrorism by the U.S., referring to the airstrike that killed General Qassem Soleimani. President Trump said it had to be done.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
But Democrats like Virginia Senator Mark Warner say they're worried about the aftermath.
Soleimani was no friend of America, but thinking through the ramifications of what this will do to our position in the region, what this will do to our allies in the region, what this will do to American military and other personnel.
Security experts say that Iran's retaliation could include cyber attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to bring up whatever you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Live Saturday edition of the show. That's 855-450-3733, and with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
LibertyCon is coming up April 3rd through the 5th, so mark your calendar, start planning to attend, because it sounded like it's going to be a pretty interesting event. I've never been to a LibertyCon before, so this will be my first time. Mark, I think yours as well. In Washington, D.C., with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations that you can network with for maybe, you know, advancing your career. You need an internship or something like that. These are the places, the people that you'll be needing to talk to. And they've got them all together in the same convention, which is pretty cool. Plus, you get to see some great speakers. John Mackey is going to be there. You may know him as the CEO and co-founder of Whole Foods. He's also a libertarian. Vernon Smith, he's the Nobel Prize winner in economics. Miriam Issa, pop culture expert with over 300 million YouTube views. And Nassim Nicholas Taleb, who is the author of The Black Swan. You can go and learn more over at LibertyCon.com. Now, according to their website, the prices are supposed to increase on January 4th. It is January 4th today as we are doing this broadcast, and I'm looking here, and yes, the prices have gone up. So it was $79.99 or whatever, and now it's $99. So it's still pretty affordable as far as a convention is concerned. Like, I don't think I've ever heard of a convention, a three-day-long convention in a major city like this, charging $100 for a ticket. That's unheard of. So you can still get a pretty great deal. And, Mark, I suspect our 10% discount will still work, even though the prices have gone up.
Yeah.
Okay, so code FTL is what you want to use. You'll knock $10 off the already very affordable registration. And if you're a student, they've got student travel scholarships available, which means they'll help you get there, plus discounted rooms available for everybody staying at the Marriott Marquis in D.C. So mark your calendar April 3rd through the 5th for LibertyCon. Go to LibertyCon.com and use code FTL to get your discount as we go back to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Larry. He's in Indianapolis listening online. Go ahead, Larry.
I was just going to say how proud I am of our champion for getting rid of our enemies before they can do any more damage, plus settling the situation that if you mess with America, you don't get taken out. And I'm glad that he's trying to get the Mexican drug cartel on the terrorist list so they can get a drone buzzing around them. But in any case,
because that's always worked with eliminating drug cartels, right? Just, you know, murder people. Doesn't that make you more like the drug cartels?
They're sending dope in there. They're sending dope in there, poisoning our cities. If he tells them to stop, so you give you a couple of months to clean your
act. But people want the dope.
Well, they want it, but the U.S. government can supply it to them and get the money. But the thing about it is, I'm serious about that. But one thing I call about. Here's why the president has to be above the law. Everybody's talking about that. If he was not above the law, well, then the Congress, the Senate, and the House could surely pass some law that says he gets impeached for talking out of line to some woman or something. And they would have to pass through. But the block on that is the separation of powers. And the Supreme Court would definitely have to rule on it.
The president is not supposed to be above the law.
He's above the law. He is above
the law. He may be above the law, but he's not supposed to be. He swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, which is supposed to be the highest law in the land.
And that says that he is above the law. If there's a constitutional law and there's statutory law. The statutory law is what gets made up over in the Senate and the House.
Yeah, it's all a bunch of crap.
They can make and they're ruthless, too, because just like any state legislature, they can make up any law that they want. It could be unconstitutional or anything else, but it's still, when they enact it and the governor signs it, it's the law. And do you take it to court and have the court rule on it, that's when you get a defense against it. But our president, I'm so proud of him. He's our champion.
Who should he murder next?
I think he should go down there and start getting the drug cartel. He should send a squadron of F-15s down the street, their private villas.
Yeah, it's not going to work, Larry.
Get in and cut I know it'll
it's
work.
It's not going to work. No, it won't.
Mexico is starting
to
death.
You cannot get rid of drugs by increasing the violence that is leveled against the drug cartels. It's not going to end drugs. It's
just
going to make them more expensive.
The people who fill the positions of these dead people are going to be more violent and more dangerous.
Right, and they're going to raise their prices. Thank you, Larry, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I don't agree at all with your perspective. The war on drugs has been going on for decades, and drugs are as prolific, if not more so, than they've ever been. They're harder now than they've ever been. They're more dangerous. Crack cocaine, for instance, or methamphetamine. These are things that didn't exist when the drug war
likely
started.
Wouldn't have existed.
Yeah. So, you know.
Bath salts.
Yep.
Yep. This artificial marijuana. Dangerous stuff.
Going down to Mexico and strafing a drug cartel boss's house or, you know, whatever meeting places they have is, as you pointed out, Mark, going to open up opportunities for new people to fill the unending demand for drugs. Because as long as there's a demand in the marketplace, as long as people want to get away from their lives, to escape from reality, there's always going to be someone out there who's willing to fulfill that demand. They're willing to supply that person with whatever it might be that they can get their, you know, their hands on. Heroin or crack or whatever it happens
to
be.
Yeah, I'm not saying these drugs are good, but I will remind everybody listening that this country was built by people who had legal access to opioids. That, you know, the drug war is a relatively new thing, and
Right.
People, you know, all kinds of people were using laudanum and morphine. You could buy this stuff in the Sears catalog.
Yeah, if you want to go and hang out at an opium den, I don't care. It's your time. It's your life. Do what you want.
I would prefer you to get to work and make a better life for yourself, your family, and your community.
Well, some people went to the opium den on their time off, and then they
probably some of them did.
Yeah. So you can bring whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And of course, this is actually coming back around to a comment that I made earlier tonight, which was about how there's millions of people in the United States prison system who have done nothing more than possess or sell drugs. And so it's a tremendous attack on the U.S. people as well. You may fantasize about attacking the drug cartels, but it's also been an attack on our brothers and sisters and our neighbors and our family members.
For whatever reason, humans seem to like to alter their consciousness. And at 40 years old, you'd think, or 50 years old, you'd think the drug war has had its time to be effective. And at this point, it can claim no victories. I would like to right here and now congratulate drugs for winning the war on drugs.
Yep, and they will continue to win. Russell is on the line listening to WLNI FM in Virginia, in Lexington. Go ahead, Russell.
How's it going, guys?
You sound really far away from your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm actually on Bluetooth right now.
Okay.
And it pulled my phone while I'm driving.
Yeah, don't crash.
I'm pulling over right now. We're
all right. Yeah. If you could disconnect the Bluetooth and pop your regular phone connection back on, it would greatly help us. That's much better. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. The last guy really...
And turn down the radio. Turn down the radio if you haven't done that yet.
It's off.
Okay, go ahead.
The last guy was just, I hate to say typical, but typical, 45 number one. I didn't vote for Trump, but you know what? I don't dislike the man. I support about 60% of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But people seem to skip or have forgotten some history here. Iran, since 1986, we've had an issue with Iran in one form or another. I'm not talking about the hostages in 81.
Right.
Israel went over there and took out a couple of their nuclear facilities, set back their nuclear program back about 20 years. We can do surgical strikes with limited executive orders. I don't see why everybody's so worried about that we're going to get a full-scale shooting war with these people. We're not. Because it'll be like Iraq. We're going to get mired in an urban-based Vietnam. Except we'll eventually come out somewhat on top, and we'll declare a victory, and we'll all go home. And,
we'll have a
5,000-troop skeleton crew hanging around there.
And after how many people? Hold that thought, Russell. You know, you have more to say. Stand by. We'll bring you back if you got time here. But after how many people have perished? How many more troops commit suicide after that? How many more with PTSD? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. If you are on the line now, we're going to do our best to get you on the air with us. If you do not get on tonight, don't worry. You can always call back tomorrow night because we do a live show
seven days a week,
nights per week. It is going to be days for you, Mark, if you end up doing a show from Saipan.
Yeah, 10 a.m.
Where you 9 or 10, I think, depending on the time, the daylight saving time, right? So that's a big change coming up for you in about a week. I'm sure we'll talk more about it as it gets closer. I did announce it on our website and via the email list today over at freetalklive.com. So be sure you sign up for our email list there. You'll get the latest news about Free Talk Live as you know, need to know it over at freetalklive.com. You'll get it in your email box. You can sign up there. There's an email sign up right there on the front page of the website. So drop your email in there, and we'll keep in touch with you that way. As we go back to your calls and thoughts here, you can bring up what you want. We have Douglas on the line in Daytona Beach, Florida, listening to WNDB. Go ahead, Douglas.
Hello. I'm 60 years old, and I have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from the University of Florida. And I studied international relations, had some classes in international relations and economics and history and government and the Constitution and everything. I was also an MP in the Army from 1983 to 1987. And I was against the invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan because I considered them to be illegal and war crimes. And if I had been in the Army in the last 18 years and they would have tried to send me over there, I think I would have refused on the grounds that it was illegal, because you are allowed to you refuse an order if it is unjustified and illegal.
Absolutely.
Also, it created one of the things that I predicted, along with most of the others, you know, the 25% that were against those wars, we predicted was instability in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we've got. And now we've got our soldiers over there in Iraq and Afghanistan and Syria. And now Iraq is going to have a vote on whether to kick out the military. They're making the Iraqis' lives dangerous by being in Iraq. And now, you know, we're having all these problems with Iran, which I predicted would happen after the last year, after Trump pulled us out of the nuclear deal. I have also predicted a number of other things happening, too. But something I'm even more concerned about now, inside the country, you know, inside our country, is that thanks to the courts and the Republicans and Trump, they have legalized discrimination in the name of religion. They are creating a Christian theocracy. And I became aware last year that Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Bill Barr were leading a movement to create a Christian theocracy in this country.
Interesting.
And the courts are letting people, you know, discriminate on the basis of religion. And yesterday, Trump said he's going to put prayer in public schools.
Did he really?
That would be disastrous.
It will be. Because, you know, there are kids from all kinds of religions in the schools, and you can't force religion on people in public schools.
It's going to be something that needs to get challenged and should be challenged in the courts.
The disaster is public schools.
I mean, they need to be abolished entirely, and that way people can go and get whatever kind of religious or non-religious education they prefer paying for it.
I hesitate to even use the term education in referring to government schools, because government schools have we're talking about 20% of graduates of government school, 19%, are functionally illiterate. In some districts, that number is as high as 40%. I mean, this is a failure. This is an organization that has been around for more than 100 years. They have plenty of time to get their act together. They just fail at this. I think kids cannot go to school and learn more.
I think that's true, too. Douglas, good call, man. Thanks for sharing your thoughts with us tonight.
Something else, too.
Yes, sir. Quickly.
Another problem that most people aren't aware of is that we already have fascism going on in this country at the state level, because there are Republican-controlled states that are trying to control the local governments, too, and that's fascism.
Well, fascism, I believe, is essentially a state regulation of business. Isn't that right, Mark?
Oh, that's what Mussolini said. Fascism is one of those terms you can toss around.
But he's right. I mean, the U.S. government and the state governments, not just red states, but blue states as well, are fascist just as much as they are socialist. I thank you for the call, Douglas. I appreciate it. There are definitely statists, and it's kind of a mix of, like, fascio-socialism or socio-fascism.
It gets very difficult. I mean, you know, what is statism? What is socialism? You know, what are these,
it's all authoritarian.
Right.
Is what
statism
it is.
A clear definition. What is socialism? What is fascism?
Gets
these
muddled.
Things get difficult to.
Let's talk to Kevin. He's in Mobile, listening to WAVH FM. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Last caller was interesting there. I thank him for his service to our country. God bless him on that there. But, you know, this is kind of a plethora of things tonight here. He opened up. But my thing is this. I'm a United States citizen. Okay. I vote. I get a count. I get one vote right there. And you know what? What kind of irks me is we do have a president. It's our president. Whether you like President Trump as a person or not, he's the president of the United States. He was duly elected. Since he's been in office, they've done everything they can, including the impeachment, to try to get him out. The catch-22 is this. We've had other presidents that are impeached there. And if I was to meet President Clinton, President Obama, I would shake their hand and I would thank them for their service. Does it mean that you have to agree with the person's ideology? You don't have to like them, but they are the president of the United States.
They're compensated pretty well. They don't need my thanks. I mean, they're getting
I don't appreciate anything they've ever done, any of those people or any of their predecessors either. They've done nothing more than increase the size and scope of the state.
It's an opinion. Yeah, it's an American citizen.
That's your opinion. But you know what? Are you a United States citizen?
I don't think so.
I don't think citizens exist because a citizen. Hold on. You asked a question. Let me give you an answer. It's not a yes no. It's not a yes no answer. A citizen is a person who owes a duty of allegiance in exchange for an obligation of protection. The United States Supreme Court has ruled again and again and again that the government has no obligation to protect you. You are not a citizen. You are a subject.
Okay, well, are you a subject of the United States? Let me ask you this.
The United States government claims me as its serf. Yes.
Okay, what's that? So are you going to reap any benefits if you retire? Are you going to get a Social Security check?
If I get a Social Security check, it's just me getting my money back at 1%.
I won't be. I don't pay in.
You are a United States citizen by that aspect, okay?
No.
So again,
what? You're just ignoring the definition.
I'm not arguing with you. If you vote, you're a United States citizen.
Well, there are three definitions of United States. I mean, there's. It depends on how you define United States. You could be what they call a state citizen, in New Hampshire.
State of New Hampshire.
And that, because they're part of the United States, you could say that that's kind of a United States citizen. But either way.
It just sounds like blathering statism to me.
Yeah, that's what it is.
There's a criminal organization. There's a criminal organization that calls itself the United States government. And yes, that organization claims me as its serf. So that's the answer to the question.
If that's the case, if you're born in Texas or California, which are republics, then you could say, okay, I am a citizen of Texas Republic that resides in the United States. That's what you're saying, correct?
Well, New Hampshire also has Republic of New Hampshire written across the state.
You could say that if the state actually had, an obligation to protect you. And I'm not sure if state governments have any such obligation, but we know the federal government does not.
All right, well, here's the great thing. In the United States, where you're at right now, I assume, the United States is protecting you, and they're giving you the ability to have free speech in the First Amendment right there. If we were attacked because you're here, somebody is going to protect you that's wearing a uniform.
Oh, well, I don't think so.
And the beauty of it is this.
What about those people I got to say something to what you said there just before you just keep on going. What about after Hurricane Katrina where people in uniforms were taking guns from United States people?
Well, you've got your congressman that's trying to do that right now as well. They're going to have a hard time doing
but
that.
But you just told me those people were going to protect me, and I'm telling you, last I saw, they were taking guns from people.
That's not last, but...
That's the last time I saw the military going door-to-door in the United States. Sorry, go ahead.
I said, when you have a state of emergency, sometimes that can happen, okay? I'm not going to
I see. So when they call it a state of emergency, you can just forget about the Bill of Rights. Is that what you're saying? You can forget about the Bill of Rights?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Just throw it out. That's a bunch of crap, right?
Could you go...
Who needs that gun freedom, right?
...a radio show... like you've got right now.
Probably not.
We can agree to
the United States will let you complain about the government.
That's true.
Yes.
And I'm grateful for that.
It's a great freedom.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to claim that, you go to North Korea and do what we do, it's going to be short lives. I can talk all the crap I want about North Korea from here, and I do. But remember, I'm not here just talking about the United States being, a criminal organization. Every government is. This model of people who claim a monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass, it's antiquated.
I wish we had more time to talk about it. If you didn't get in tonight, again, we'll be back tomorrow online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. I hope you have a great weekend, and Happy New Year to you. It's Free Talk Live.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always been high energy, just going, going, going. And I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the Balance of Nature, I just feel good. I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? the client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.